Most Canadians don't think the quality of healthcare in their province is likely to improve, a new survey suggests, despite new federal health accords with several provinces designed to quell the healthcare crisis unfolding across Canada. The poll by Leger comes nearly a year after the federal government offered a $196 billion health accord to the provinces to increase health funding and address a growing shortage of healthcare workers. Doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals have warned for years about a dangerous lack of health workers, leading to understaffed emergency rooms and a lack of primary care that is felt across the entire health system. The survey found Canadians are feeling the impact, as 70% of respondents say they worry they won't be able to get good quality medical care if they or a family member need it. So far, Alberta, British Columbia, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia and the Northwest Territories have signed one-on-one deals with the federal government to increase federal health funding and target weak points in their respective systems. Even as governments show signs of working together to improve the situation, only 17% of poll respondents said they felt the state of healthcare is likely to improve in the next 2 years. Leger's web survey of 1,536 Canadian adults cannot be assigned a margin of error because online polls are not considered truly random samples. A whopping 87% of people surveyed in Atlantic Canada said they worry they won't be able to get the care they need. People in Atlantic Canada and Quebec were also more likely to rate their health systems as poor or very poor, at 66% and 51% respectively. Meanwhile, 46% of people in Alberta and 40% of people in BC said their healthcare systems were good. Leger asked people to choose words that come to mind when they think about Canada's healthcare systems. 66% chose long waits, 42% chose stressed, and 40% chose failing. When asked about the shortage of healthcare workers, 67% of respondents pointed to poor working conditions and long hours in hospitals. 40% said the problem was due to health funding cuts, and another 40% blamed retirements during the COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, provincial premiers clamored for the Prime Minister to negotiate a new health funding deal to address the ailing state of their healthcare systems. All provinces except Quebec have signed onto Ottawa's deal in principle. Provinces have until March to sign a tailored one-on-one deal with Ottawa to access the funding. Read also, Ottawa, shouldn't walk around with a stick, to enforce health deals, Holland. Read also, health ministers wrap up PEI meetings with a plan to grow the health workforce.